Malachim Aleph, Perek Yud Aleph. In the previous Perek, we learned how Elio went into hiding from King Ahab after Elio had commanded the rain to stop. In this Perek, we will learn about how Elio revealed himself to Ahab and had a showdown with the Nevi'ei Baal, false prophets. Elio was to so Yisrael, there is only one master of the world who is running the show. The Das Sofer explains, the main reason why the story of Elio is written is to teach Am Yisrael that Hashem is no sein yad l'poishim, sticks out his hands for even the worst people to come close to him. As the nation at that time was sunken into idol worship and even had false prophets, Elio was to show even the evil King Ahav can do tshuva and return to Hashem. No matter what a person may have done in their lives, Hashem is no sein yad l'poishim, sticks out his hands for sinners, and is waiting for us to return. In Pasuk Aleph, Vayhi yamim rabim yidvar Hashem hayah Elio b'shanas hashlishi lemor. It was after many days had passed on the third year, Hashem came to Elio saying, Lech hereel Ahav etzne matal pnei adama. Go and appear to Ahav, and I will bring rain upon the earth. In Pasuk Beis through Tezvav, there was a tremendous famine in the land. Ahav had commanded Ovadyahu to search half the land while looking for grass for cattle to graze, while Ahav would search the other half of the land. Ovadyahu was a Yiras Shamayim, God-fearing man. When Izebel, Ahav's wife, tried killing all the true Nevi'im, Ovadyahu saved 100 true Nevi'im by hiding 50 men in each cave. Ovadyahu provided food and water for these true Nevi'im. Note, this was at great personal risk and danger to Ovadyahu. Elio appeared to Ovadyahu and wanted to speak with Ahav. Ovadyahu was initially reluctant. Ovadyahu related, he and Ahav had spent years searching for you, Eliyahu. If I was to tell Ahav you suddenly appeared, Ahav would kill me, because you, Eliyahu, would probably just vanish in a wind and not be found again for another many years. Eliyahu then swore he would appear to Ahav. Eliyahu appeared to Ahav, and Ahav scorned Eliyahu. Eliyahu then told Ahav to gather the 400 Nevi'ei Baal and the 450 Nevi'ei Asherah, false prophets, for a showdown on Har Carmel, as it says in Pasuk Kaf Aleph. Vayigash Elio el kol ha'am vayomer ad matay etem poishchem al shtei se'ifim. And Elio gathered the nation together and said to them, to when you dance, keep dancing between two opinions. Im Hashem Elokim, luchu acharav. Im Baal, luchu acharav. If Hashem is the real God, then follow Hashem. But if the Baal, the Avodah Zarah, is the real God, then follow after him. No one answered Elio, and Elio related, he is the only true prophet left, and he represents Hashem. The Metzudas explains, Elio did not want to inform on the other true prophets, which were hidden in a cave. Elio then commanded for a bama to be built, while the Nevi'ei Baal bring a korban and see if it gets accepted by Hashem. However, if Eliyahu's sacrifice was to be accepted, then all would know Hashem is the true master of the world. The Gemara in Yevamos, Tadi Amar Aleph, explains, a person is forbidden to listen to a Navi if they tell you even to break one word of the Torah. Then how was Eliyahu allowed to make a bama altar when it was forbidden to build bamas? The Gemara continues to explain, a one-time singular ruling was allowed to be made by Elio as this public declaration of Hashem's name was able to alter the course of Yisrael by bringing the Nevi'ei Baal to Tshuva. Elio had them choose a bull for themselves to bring to their false gods. They beseeched the Baal all day with no success. Elio taunted them, saying, your gods are worthless. The Nevi'ei Baal then engaged in self-mutilation to their gods. Still, there was no answer. Elio then called for attention to bring everyone close. He prepared the altar by taking 12 stones, which correspond to the 12 tribes of Yisrael. Elio also dug a small trench around the altar and planted seeds in the trench and placed wood on top of the altar. Elio then commanded his assistant to pour water 3 times on the wood to fill the trench with water. Rashi explains, this was to make the nace even greater. Rashi also explains, his assistant was none other than Elisha. Eliyahu then started praying to Hashem, as it says in Pasuk Lamed Zayin, Aneni Hashem, Aneni, Ve'yedu Am Hazeh, Ki Ata Hashem Elokim, answer me, Hashem, answer me. And this way the nation will know that you're the master of the world. A fire then descended from heaven and burnt up Eliyahu's offering. And Pasuk Lamed Tes, Ve'yiru Kol Am, Ve'yiplo Panem Ve'yomru. The entire nation saw and they fell on their faces and said, Hashem, Hu HaElokim, Hashem, Hu HaElokim. God is the true God, and Hashem is the master of the world, the true God. Eliyahu then ordered for the Nevi'ei Baal to be killed. Eliyahu told Achav to eat and drink, as the rain will soon be coming. And Pasuk Mem through Mem Vav, which is the end of the parak, Eliyahu put his face between his knees and started to pray for rain. Eliyahu told Elisha, his attendant, to keep an eye out for the rain. Eliyahu told him 7 times to keep looking. On the 7th time, a small rain cloud was identified. The whole sky then became dark with rain clouds, and it rained. Achav then headed for Izebel, his wife. Hashem was with Eliyahu. Eliyahu tried reaching Achav before Achav reached Izebel. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.